Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Somewhat like Friday, because tomorrow we're off. And I told you on Wednesday I would try and add a couple of extra guests to the already scheduled Chris Landry, and I pulled it off. Rusty will be with us at the bottom of this hour. That's Rusty Manziel. 24/7 Sports. He is over in Georgia. So that's about, 25 minutes from now, Rusty. And then in hour number three, Brad will be with us. I reached out to Las Vegas, asked Brad, hey, can you move it a day because we're off on Friday? He says, I can absolutely do it. So Brad will join us hour number three. Rusty, bottom of the hour. Landry, top of hour two. Brad, bradpowersports.com. Hour number three. That is the layout today on the show. Guested it up a little bit more than we typically do, but it made sense. So we went for it, and we nailed it. Happy to present that to you. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill S. King. And if you want to email the show, Bill S. King 7. At gmail.com. Did you see the story out of Tuscaloosa? No, it's not about Alabama's recruiting, which has picked up considerably, not surprisingly. You all had to know that was going to happen, but no. Not about the football team at all. Not about Nick Saban. You might have seen this. Alabama students, this is the headlines, throwing COVID parties to see who can get infected. Students in Tuscaloosa who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 have been attending parties in the city and also surrounding area as part of a disturbing contest to see who can catch the virus first, a city council member told ABC News on Wednesday. Tuscaloosa City Councilor Sonia McKinstry said students have been organizing COVID parties as a game to intentionally infect each other. She said recently she learned of the behavior and informed the city council of the parties occurring in the city. She said the organizers of the parties are purposely inviting guests who have COVID-19. Quote, they put money in a pot, and then they try to get COVID. Whoever gets COVID first gets the pot. Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith told the council on Tuesday he has confirmed the students' careless behavior. In a briefing with the city council, Smith expressed concerns that in recent weeks, there have been parties held throughout the city and also surrounding Tuscaloosa County where students or kids would come in with known positive, according to a video recording of the meeting. Quote, we thought it was kind of a rumor at first. We did some research Not only do the doctor's offices confirm it, but the state confirmed they also had the same information. Now, here's my point. Outside of the, how about that story right there? You're not surprised, are you? You think that's perhaps the only place where that's going on? Here is my point. I hear occasionally from people, well, Bill, what about the players? Talking about football, bringing them back to campus and playing the games. What about the players, Bill? Maybe they have concerns. Maybe they're worried. Maybe we ought to be looking into that a little bit too. Which, again, if there's a player or players, whoever, wherever, that are worried and don't feel like they're safe, then by all means, don't play. You take care of you. That's the way you feel. I'm not going to critique that at all. But here's my point. I hear this from people. Bill, all these people, they're trying to rush them back and just so they can watch the dumb game, and you need to be a little more sensitive than that, which I find very, very rich. But my point is this. You think players, and I don't know that players are, or I'm not saying players are holding these parties themselves, but do you think players, when they're not, let's say, at their voluntary workouts, where they're in their groups and they're wearing a mask and they're doing things supposedly the right way, you think when they're on their own, they're not out socializing either with their dudes, their friends, or they're out trying to pick up girls like guys do, right? That's what guys do. They go out and they try and see what they can, get into. Does that mean? Hope that didn't sound bad. If it sounded bad, too bad. That's what guys do. College guys, that's all they're thinking about. Okay? 24 hours a day. That's all they're thinking about. You think they're practicing all this, Bill, need to be sensitive. Need to take into consideration the health hazards here, Bill, which again, I don't have a problem with that at all. The taking in consideration the health hazards. I understand that. But are you telling me, outside of the structure of whatever they're allowed to do it voluntarily now, right now with no coaches can be involved with that portion. They can do the Zoom stuff, but when they're on their own, you think they're perfectly worrying about health when they're out socializing? And the answer is not only no, but hell no. So don't bring that crap to me. Okay? Maybe a few are, but most are not. You know it and I know it. So if we're gonna look at all the angles here, let's try and be somewhat consistent. Yeah, let's if we're gonna keep it real, then let's keep it real. Would be my point here. That's the bigger picture. There is more news. And Rusty, when he comes on, wants to talk about what, at least for now, they're going to do in Georgia for the high schools, meaning workouts, what you're allowed to do. And again, every state has to make their own decision, right? Every state has to come up with their own plan. And not every state's going to be like every state. It can be totally different state to state. Now, in this state, I'm just giving you a random example. They announced a couple of days ago, the governor, that he's going to keep in place the state's emergency order until August the 29th. Now, what all that entails, I don't know, because Tennessee's been pretty free to do almost anything for quite a while now. But what that does include, when it comes to the high schools, would be nothing more than the get-togethers they're having in the mornings when it's not a dead period. But you can't do 7-on-7, even with your own team. You can't play another team, and really you can't even practice. You can do the voluntary workouts. There's a few things you can do. You're not padded up. It's very limited. So the governing body, the what's called the TSSAA, they are looking at several plans. Three plans, and they have not made a decision yet on this. Under all of the plans, football practice with contact could return by August 30th if the emergency order is lifted. The first games would be then on September 8th, so about a month after they typically would start. September 18th. Did I say 8th? 18th. With the championship games being on December 3rd through the 5th, which basically would be the same date as the championship games are already scheduled to be. First option is to have a 7-game regular season. Right now, Tennessee teams play 10 games regular season. 7-game regular season with the regular 32-team Division I playoff brackets. 32 teams, that's right. And normal brackets for Division II. Teams that did not make the playoffs, though, with this would be an exception, would be allowed to play 2 more games. Second option is an 8-game regular season with a 16-team Division I playoff bracket and normal brackets for Division II. Third option is a 9-game regular season with an 8-team playoff bracket for Division I and Division II. Only the region champion would make the playoffs in Division I. The schools would keep their current schedule starting with Week 5 on September 18th and then go back to playing Week 3 games on November 6th, Week 4 games on November 13th, then the playoffs would start after that. So those are the various models they're looking at. Now, they also, again, every state's going to have their rules. I'm just giving you an example here. They also have, and I don't know what the procedure is specifically, but they have contacted the governor's office to see if they could fall under the same jurisdiction as colleges and pro teams here in the state that would not be under the emergency order. I'm just guessing. I don't know this. This is a blind guess. And I hope I'm wrong. But I don't know that the governor would grant that, because here's the fear. If you grant that and then there's some outbreak somewhere, that's on you, right? You're the one that's going to get it because you didn't hold firm. And it's always about the politics, right? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what politicians are thinking. How do these politics affect me? And my popularity and my continuing on and all that. That's always the game, whether you and I like it or not. That's the game. So under that premise, I would think they would not get that clear. But again, I don't even know what that would entail and if that would even be something that would be allowed. No idea. Just throwing stuff around. Just throwing it around. But anyways, bottom of the hour, Rusty will be with us. Rusty Manziel, always good. You want somebody who owns it. Who absolutely owns it. That's Rusty. You know we have a pretty high ceiling we want to be in place for everybody who comes on. Rusty just nails it, man. Rusty is crazy good. He absolutely falls into that category. Oh, I got another announcement for you. I'll wait on that till we come back. Little tease, they call it in radio. We'll get the break right here. We're presented by the place downtown where we go and love it every time. The Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up in the last few minutes down Ellington Parkway as they continue to work that crash at Murfreesboro Pike at Foothill Drive. That's over in Hermitage. Traffic still looks good through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 going northbound. Hey, it's time to have some summertime fun at Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online today at AdventuresUnlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shop's 4th of July sale from July 3rd to July 6th. Get a 50% bonus trade-in towards all inline TaylorMade Cobra and Callaway golf clubs. Restock your wardrobe with 25% off all closeout apparel. And save big on all stand bags, now 15% off. Edwin Watts Golf Shop's 4th of July sale with huge savings in every department. Happening July 3rd through the 6th. Edwin Watts Golf Shop's, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Select may vary. See store for details.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and it was a doubleheader weekend for the Cup Series from Pocono Raceway. Kevin Harvick won on Saturday. Denny Hamlin won on Sunday. Up next is the Brickyard for 4th of July weekend, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick.
Hi, this is Denny Hamlin. I get my NASCAR news on the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
I failed to mention I had another conversation yesterday after the show. Some of you requested this. Bill, why don't you do this weekly? Why don't you find a slot, Bill? Like I told you, a lot of times with suggestions, they don't work out because it's not as good as we need it to be. Most of the time, it doesn't work out. In this case, it does. And it did. Pick Six Previews will be with us every Wednesday at 6:30 local. Wednesday mornings, just like yesterday, same slot every week. Brett Ciancia will be with us every Wednesday to talk college football right there in that slot. Yeah, we worked on that a little later Wednesday after the show, and it fit perfectly. So we've added. Now, we're never looking to add. That's not what we do here. I'm open-minded, but I understand what the parameters are. It's hard. Needs to be hard. He nailed it. Yeah, he nailed it. I don't need any more data at all. So every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Time, Brett Ciancia will be with us. And again, don't look up his name for Twitter. Go to Pick Six Previews. S on the end. And that's how you follow him on Twitter. Pick Six, S-I-X, not the number. Spell it out, S-I-X. It is the number, but spell it out. Previews. That's how you follow him on Twitter. Yeah, people are saying, Bill, Ciancia, I'm spelling all this stuff, and it's not working out, Bill. What's going on? You're trying too hard. Pick Six Previews. That's how you nail that down. That'll be good. He goes nationwide, man. Yeah, there won't be limits. Now we'll whatever the topic that's hot, whatever the topics that are juicy, we'll cover lots of that kind of same stuff. But whatever's happening, man. And your Twitter. Yeah, your Twitter. If you have a question for him when he's on, just tweet me like you do with anybody else, and we will pass it along. Very rarely, I mean, occasionally I'll miss your tweet. Just it happens. It's not meant to happen, but it can happen. But most of the time, I can get to most of your tweets. Most of the time. Yeah. I can promise you, I will make, as I always do, the effort to get your tweets on the air. Yeah, I will for sure make that a go. Anything else? Anything else that's going on out there? Chad is checking in. I'm reading this. Says Bill and his show is now officially the official diplomatic radio show at the UAE, United Arab Emirates. He lives in Dubai, and he listens to the show over there, and he works in the embassy. I like that. Yeah, Chad, I absolutely approve of that. Love it. Love it. Love it when we hear from people way out somewhere. Like, where are you? Like, what? What is that? I've never been there. No, I've never been there. Couldn't tell. He says it's very nice, which I hear it is. Yeah, here it is. If you haven't looked yet, the markets are pretty green at the moment. Dow up about 250. S&P up. NASDAQ up. Volatility index down, which is good. Even though, I'll tell you what, volatility is good in the marketplace. If you know which way you're going. Yeah, if you know which way. Oh, I had a question here. From Just Business. And I know that sometimes he's not able to listen live. Sometimes he is. Sometimes he has to go back in the replays. Let me find this. It says, Bill, what are your rules on options discipline? Well, yeah, it's a little different. First of all, I would paper trade it. Now, paper trading is, you know how people will say paper trade first, and that's not the same as real trading. It's not the same pressure, but it's better than nothing. But paper trading first is, I'd say, mainly overrated, but it's not a bad idea if you just totally haven't done it before. Now, options is different, so make sure you're... Make sure you're up on how that works. It's different. But it's also exhilarating. It's more fun than just regular stock buying. Way more fun. Particularly if you're winning. Not so much the other way around. I've been on both ends. Here's the discipline. use money that if it goes to zero, you're not mad. Whatever that number is. I mean, because if you're afraid, if somebody's jumping in and you're afraid to lose money and you're going to really be just totally mad, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. So make sure you understand, if this goes to zero, my day is not different. Nothing's changed in my life. And the next best bit of advice is make sure you can trade tomorrow. Yeah, don't put so much on it to where it gets you in trouble. And I would say your discipline's probably about like stocks. Now, this is usually more volatile than just regular common stock buying. But, you know, I don't set stops per se, particularly in options, because, I mean, you can get stopped out quick. You can buy something. Let's say you buy something for a dollar. And, again, every option contract is times 100, okay? I'm just giving you round numbers. So let's say you buy something for a dollar, and you're sitting there watching it. You look up, and it's down to 60 cents. Then you say, oh, crap, that's way beyond what I wanted to lose. I'm selling it. I've seen that happen, and next thing you know, it's up. It's to $1.70 or $1.50. That can happen. Now, it can also happen to where you were smart you got at it 60 because it's going to 40. But I would set about a 20% or so mental stop. The other thing, Justin, is I know you are very busy. Don't trade options if you can't babysit them. If that's something you want to buy and then walk away because your job is you know, all encompassing for you, I wouldn't mess with it, because options, you in this environment, you can't buy and just walk away. Say, remind me at 2, I'm gonna check on this. I would not do that. You better have that thing in your face the entire time. I had to take my son to the dental office yesterday. Snodgrass and King, baby. And I had my phone with me in the parking lot. I didn't take my eyes off of it. So that's another bit of advice. Don't do it like it's common stock. I would not in this environment. Okay, bottom of the hour break. Rusty is coming up. Can't wait to get to him. Good friend, Rusty Manziel. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume on the increase now, coming through Mount Juliet right now, out of Wilson County into Hermitage. Wrapping up that earlier crash, Murfreesboro Pike at Foothill Drive. It's also building coming out of Dixon County right now. A lot of radar spotted on I-40 East approaching 840. It's time to have some summertime fun at Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online, adventuresunlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave and honorable men and women who serve our U.S. military. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427 and visit thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Hey, Bill King here to talk about the Omni Nashville Hotel like you've heard me do so many times. Bar line specifically here. New summer hours, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Delicious food and drink. Bourbon barbecue chicken wings. Also the Bear Bones Burger and everything else you're going to love on that menu. Remember, the Omni is also the location of Commitments Year Number 3, which is December 16th. Bar lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
The former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher.
Bud wouldn't pay to have a divider put up in the trailer to where we could divide up offense and defense. So we would send the offense next door. Oh, by the way, they shared a building with a pediatrician in the daycare. So
live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Always good to have Rusty Manziel, 24/7 Sports down in Georgia. Rusty, how you been, sir?
How you doing, my man? It's been a while.
It has. Love having you back. What are they doing in the state of Georgia? Because they just announced here August 29th before they could even really practice. What's going on there?
Yeah, you know, kind of paying attention myself, but you look at Georgia yesterday, and they're easing restrictions a little bit more as practice begins. You know, we kind of started with early June. We had groups of 20 that could practice high school, and you had to clean the weight rooms down and all that. No balls for 2 weeks, just conditioning. Then they gave them groups of 30 with a ball. Then they gave them groups of 50. Still, no pads, anything like that. Just a ball. We could throw some stuff around. Well, we're on the dead week here in Georgia, probably most of the country is. So we come back July the 6th. They just announced yesterday that when you come back next week, they're going to allow basketball teams can do 5-on-5, football teams can do 7-on-7. They can't do it against each other. But your high school team can go out and compete against each other. And I think that's a big step forward for Georgia because we're going to have kids that are going to be close to each other, competing against each other. I don't want to answer for anybody, but doing those steps starting back day one in July, Georgia is on track to play high school football and to start on time.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's totally different. No, I mean, I'm saying it's right. I'm not saying Georgia's right, but I sent you a DM last night. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw it.
Between
yeah.
Georgia and Tennessee, I mean, it's two opposite directions. Georgia, I mean, they're preparing for fall camp at the end of this month. And then Tennessee's like, hold up, you know, we can slow this thing down. So it's just two different situations going on.
Here, when it's not the dead period, you can get together and work out in groups, you know, maybe groups of 7 or 10 or whatever. Then they could take you out to the field and do some things. But sure. It did not involve – I don't think it involved a ball very often. And so that's – and they can continue to do that. But basically, we were told the other day, you cannot advance that until at least August 29th, which, heck, the season starts about 2 weeks before that. So –
yeah, Georgia will be in week – I looked at that. Georgia will be in week three
right.
on the 29th – week two on the 29th. So I'm involved with the Corky Kale, which is a long-time kickoff classic in Atlanta. And again, I'm not answering for anybody. I don't want to say something that's not going to happen. But, you know, the NFL, because that game – those five games are in Mercedes-Benz. So when those discussions take place, you know, the Atlanta Falcons are involved with this. They really want to see how 15,000 people in that lower bowl will look and how the plan is. So everything that I've heard, we're on track to play. I think that's going to be the highlight. The game is going to be Hoover versus Lowndes. I think that's the end of the day. North of Woodhead plays McEachern. So, you know, we're on track to have high school football. But, again, it could change at any time.
What did you hear from the Elite 11 up here?
You know, you see the reaction, and everybody is, in my world, everybody's really upset because they felt like it was way too predetermined with Caleb Williams. when the young man out of the D.C. area who is generally considered the number one quarterback in the country, and I think it is. I just think that, kudos those guys for pulling it off. You look at that, and from my perspective, from the team I cover, Brock Vandergriff, one of them had a very good showing from Georgia. But listen, it's not, I think Trent Dilfer explained to everybody yesterday it was 75% film and 25%, this 2.5-day evaluation where they sell this as a, it's a year-long event. And I think everybody just, listen, man, we don't have any sports, man. So any type of news and competition, there's just going to be a lot of reaction right now. And it really, really yesterday, that's the first time I've ever seen people really, really heated with Elite 11 and the results because everybody kind of felt like their guy. I think another guy from the state of Georgia had a really good showing was Carlos Del Rio Wilson, who's the Florida quarterback, transferred from McEachern High School over to Grayson High School, school you're familiar with. So, that was, he had a good showing as well. So a couple of Georgia kids really, really showed well. Really wished we could have been there for us. Justin Fields was a counselor, and so was Jamie Newman. So we got to see those guys throwing around a little bit, but listen, kudos those guys for putting it on any type of competition right now in high school football. I'll take it.
Yeah, I watched Dilfer talking to the team. Did the team, sure, or the players, the Elite 11 quarterbacks, did they or were they aware of this is 75% already predetermined and about a quarter of it will be what you do here? Did they know that?
From my understanding, no. And that's where it kind of got, hey, really, well, why do we, compete for 2.5 days? And listen, I understand it. I run camps. I run MVP camps in Georgia, so I understand not everybody can be happy. So, again, I don't want to answer anybody. That's the first time I've ever seen that type of reaction toward an Elite 11 event. I mean, there was a ton of discussion everywhere, and, you see them releasing some stuff and things. So, again, not knock them because those guys have always been good to me, have a good product, and kudos to them putting it on. But yesterday, that reaction, Mr. Williams, Caleb was announced the winner, it was definitely opinionated throughout the recruiting world.
Rusty Mansell, 24/7 Sports, with us on this Thursday edition. Old subject, but I have not got your thoughts on this. What is Georgia thinking bringing in JT Daniels with that loaded quarterback room?
No kidding, man. Too good to pass up. Too good to pass up the opportunity. And quite frankly, it did catch me off guard a little bit, and I feel like I'm as tight end as I can be there. And it was one of those things that broke. I heard a little bit about it the day before, and then it broke, the next morning on a Thursday, I believe. And when I finally, got in touch with some people on the West Coast, what was crazy is that thing got down to Jordan, Tennessee. I mean, and really, really, really both recruited him really, really hard. So it's almost like Kirby Smart was like, look, I better get this guy. I'm going to play against him, I think JT Daniel, I have seen him in person. I saw him the whole week at the All-American Bowl in San Antonio. I know his history. This is a kid that's, he's not coming to Georgia to sit, but I was told this, that the one thing I was told, I can't answer for the waiver. That's why I get that question all the time. Right. I have no idea what the NCAA does ever. You have no rhyme or reason with their answers. But I was told that he said, listen, I will come to Georgia, and if I lose my waiver, I will still wait my time to compete next year. So his mind frame was set on Georgia, and he felt like Georgia's roster was a place for him that he could have some success. Plus, they had four really, really good wide receivers they just brought in this class, and maybe 1 year, maybe 2 years of George Pickens. So, Dominic Blaylock, those guys. So he kind of felt like the roster was a little bit deeper from what I heard from the guys on the West Coast. So it's interesting, man, and I think Kirby Smart probably understands you can have everything you have in the world, but you better have a quarterback, and he's doing everything he can to keep that room as full as he can.
Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast wants to know if you think Keely Ringo out of Scottsdale will get playing time.
It would be hard for me to not see him. By the way, his mother, I don't know if you saw Bill, his mother just got diagnosed with a very, very aggressive form of breast cancer. I met her, through his recruiting process. I met with her, talked to her, and in San Antonio, and just a very, very proud mother of her young man. And you can tell those two are extremely close. And so my prayers are with her right now, and definitely Keely. But Keely Ringo is a 6'1". I tell you what surprised me when I saw him, Bill. He was 6'1", about 205 pounds. He's a 10-400 meter guy. So those type don't, you know, he's number one corner in the country for 24/7 sports. He locked down people in Texas. I remember Charles Powell, one of our recruiting analysts, we were talking about it in the hotel one night. He goes, man, that guy, that's an easy three and out. And Georgia's really, really, you know, you look at DJ Daniel and Eric Stokes and Tyson Campbell right now. They've got some really, really good corners. So I think he's going to get in some spots and still could be three and out at Georgia. He's definitely going to be an important piece of the puzzle in Athens.
I'll tell you the most jacked up corner, because look, when I think of corners, I think of 5'11", 180, right? I mean, that's Patrick, your normal.
Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, Patrick Peterson. Yeah. I'm sitting down there in Birmingham, and they're bringing players by. And I told you back, I'm telling you, 6'1", about 225. He looked like an outside linebacker. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Keely, the first time going down to Yulee, Florida to see Derrick Henry, and I tell this story, you know, Fulton, he got out of a Chevrolet S10 single cab truck, and when he got out of it, I said, Derek, I don't know how good you are, but I know you're athletic, because I just saw you bend to be able to get out of that. But when you see Derrick Henry the first time, when you really see him in person, you think there's no way that guy's not going to be a linebacker. And it really wasn't until I saw him play Buford that I thought, well, this kid can play running back. You know, Yulee came up and played Buford, even though they got beat pretty bad by a really good Buford team. You could tell in that game, you know, this guy was fluid. You know, he had some change of direction, big guy. But that's, I would imagine Patrick Peterson gets the same reaction as Derrick Henry. When you see him the first time, you're like, my goodness, there's no way that guy can play that position.
Corner.
And he's one of the best in the NFL.
Oh, no. I've said this for about 20 years, 25 years, and you do it every day now, certainly more than I do. I think DB is the most difficult position to rank from high school to college. I really do, because they're not taught well technique. Yeah. They're just the best guy. Go get number 80 covering.
Sure.
And how often do they play Brock Vandergriff? You know, I mean,
well, the biggest difference now, Bill, in the last say 10 years, is you get to see all this 7-on-7.
Yeah.
So these kids, you see these DBs, and you see the one that you can't project is a guy like Eric Stokes. Okay, Eric Stokes came into Georgia the very last morning, and they missed on somebody, and they took Eric Stokes away from Ole Miss that morning. He's going to wind up being a first-round draft pick. But Eric Stokes played running back and a little bit of slot wide receiver and a little bit of DB in high school.
Right.
So it took them a year to look at him and go, wait a minute now. I mean, but, you know, he was a 10-400-meter guy, and he was 6'1", 6'. That's the biggest thing, too, has changed, is length. Everybody's 5'11", 6'. You remember, you know, 15 years ago, you could throw a 5'9 corner over there, you know, and lock somebody up. Those days are over just because of the length. You've got to have that length now. In fact, I talked to a P5 coach probably a couple weeks ago, and he said, look, we will take a 6'1". Kid that's a 4.65 over a 5.9 kid that's a 4.4, because you can make up that difference with your length. And I'll never forget seeing Kentucky play 2 years ago in Athens. May have been 3 years ago now. Their two corners were 6'2 apiece. And I was like, goodness gracious, these DBs are huge. But you think about it, you look at the pattern across the board, Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, you know, even Tennessee now, everybody is getting longer at the corner position. It's getting a little easier to eval. To me, Bill, the toughest one to eval is the offensive line, because they're so much bigger than everybody they face normally in high school. You know, how's it going to be when everybody's just as big and as fast?
Well, the other thing is 6'5", 300 is not even unusual. It's just normal.
No, it's just
everywhere.
No, I saw a 6'5 kid from Atlanta yesterday, 6'5 and a half, probably 275. He's a rising ninth grader.
That wasn't the case 30 years ago.
No, definitely.
That guy was 6'2", 260 30 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and jersey hanging off of him.
Right. All right, hey, I'll let you out the door. What are you grilling on the holiday weekend?
Going to the lake, and I am in charge. I'm on the group text message yesterday. She said, no pressure on me. I got brisket duty. So, as you can imagine, Friday night will be a little busy for me. If we pull off on Sunday, on Saturday morning, I usually go on about 10 o'clock on the night before, and probably go about 12 hours on that and get that thing sliced up and ready for Saturday afternoon. So I'll go brisket, man.
You do the all-night cook?
Oh, yeah, I do all night. And I'll get up around – I'll set it and get up around 3 a.m., double-check it and get back up at 7. And I've done that thing enough now. I'll do 4 or 5 a year. I haven't done any this year just because 2020 has sucked so bad. I've been on brisket probation for myself, I think. But I'm looking forward this weekend, man, and just kind of getting away from everything and hoping we have football, man, so that's something to talk about this fall.
Rusty, appreciate you, bud.
Thank you, Bill.
There you go. Rusty Manziel, 24/7 Sports. He is incredible every time we have him. Top of the hour, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. And Brad will be with us. Yeah, I know it's Thursday, but Brad will be with us. He moved it up because we are off tomorrow. We'll get the break. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. We've seen a couple of accidents out here in the last 10, 15 minutes. They've been very minor in nature. Traffic starting to build at the moment here on I-40, passing Spence Lane, coming past the airport through Hermitage, Donaldson. It's just starting to get busy out here, we would expect for this time of the morning. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Order for lunch today at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com.
Major League Baseball's 60-game season does lend itself to the possibility of an underdog winning the title. But ESPN's Matt Viskersian says he doesn't see a long shot winning the World Series.
Underdog would be sexy this year because of the value. I don't know. I kind of take the opposite tack there. I think the good teams are still going to be good. I'm not looking for the Tigers or the Marlins to catch lightning in a bottle in a 60-game season. They may be able to polish it up. But again, I think that the good teams are still going to be good.
Yankees are 3-1 with the World Series. The Dodgers plus 375. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning, a slight chance of thunderstorms, high 91, mostly clear tonight, low 71, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 92, partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 71, and for Independence Day, mostly sunny, high 94. Utilize the resources.
best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Yeah, Rusty, man. Just nailed it. Chris Landry, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry's site, LandryFootball.com, and all the podcasts he's adding. I'll get him to tell you about that again. He's got Blake Ruffino. He's got so many people. Some of them I don't know, but they're all very, very good. And we'll get him to retell that story for you as well. Brad will be today. I know. It's Thursday. It's not Friday. I'm not trying to trick you. But we're off tomorrow. It's the observed fourth holiday, and we're off. So I asked Brad, can you move it a day? And he said, I can. So Brad will be with us today. I also mentioned earlier, in case you missed that, that we have added an element to the show. We don't do that much, as you know. But on Wednesday mornings at 6:30 Central, Brett Ciancia. Follow him at Pick 6 Previews. Joins us. And that'll be every Wednesday. That happened after the show yesterday. I had a few requests. Bill, think about adding him. Bill, why don't you have him on more? Bill, that could be a feature weekly, Bill. And I thought, you know what? I don't agree to much of that, but you're right. When you're right, you're right. So I reached down and he said, let's do it. We can absolutely do this. So Brett will be with us every Wednesday at 6:30. Another feature. The only thing missing, if you're asking me, Bill, what's the one element that I wish we had, that we had, does that make sense, in the past, and that's one total stud recruiting guy, where we could do a segment every, or 30 minutes, or heck, we used to do an hour, and that wasn't enough. We limited it to an hour, and it was the best we ever did is when we had Jerry Hamilton doing it. And he and J.C. Sherbert sometimes would do it together. To me, that was peak performance time. That was the best ever that we did. And as you know, we lost Jerry. Jerry's still in the business and still very good at it, but Jerry's kept a low key for a few years since that thing that happened. So, that day that happened, I texted him. I said, I assume you won't be on tomorrow with us. And he said, no, won't be able to do it. And I have not literally heard from him since. It's too bad. Nobody did it better on radio than Jerry Hamilton. I don't care who you got. I don't care who says what. Nobody did it better. Nobody. But that's a thing of the past. So if I can ever find somebody who fits that category, we will happily add that again. But right now, there's just not that guy. And again, you got to remember, if you're going to take on that role, you're going to come on here. We're not going to pre-package the questions. You got to take questions, and you don't know which way they're coming and for what school. You have no idea. It is on the fly, baby. How many people do you think feel comfortable doing that? Very, very, very few. I mean, just whatever comes your way, and you've got to, in a millisecond, be ready for it. That's a limited list. Might be a list of zero, frankly. Anyways, hour two coming up. Chris Landry, and yeah, Brad, about an hour later.